Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It's Sue Tabb, and I am excited to introduce our guest today because she is changing the lives of people being treated for and living with cancer. She is Diane Austin, a cancer survivor herself, who saw a need and decided to do something about it. She co-founded Coils to Locks with the mission of providing access to a variety of ethnically inspired coily and curly wigs. She has established the business as a trusted partner for Cancer Center boutiques to tackle the disparities for cancer patients of color in Boston and nationwide. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Sue. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited because I just saw your interview on the Today Show, and I was really, really moved by your story. I am also a breast cancer survivor. I just had surgery this past February. So in the interest of full disclosure, I completely understand the journey.
Well, thank you for sharing that information. And I wish you the best on that journey because sometimes it's not easy, but you can do it. So.
Yeah. And I know you had your own experience, your own personal cancer experience. You were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, you began chemotherapy. You needed a wig, couldn't find one that resembled your natural hair texture. Take us back to that time and talk about that experience for us.
Absolutely. So I went to the hospital for my routine mammogram and had a couple of mammograms before that, and everything was clean. So it was quite a surprise to be told that there was a cancerous tumor growing in my breast. And based on the type of cancer that it was, they recommended surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. And so as part of the chemotherapy, I learned when speaking with my oncologist that the chemotherapy drugs that they would use would take out all of my hair, not just the hair on my head, but just my eyelashes.
Oh, right. Your eyebrows,
your lashes. Everything. Yeah. And I knew that I wanted to wear a wig. And he gave me a wig prescription and said I could go to any cancer center boutique. And I didn't know that this was even an industry, but many hospitals across the country have these cancer center boutiques, and then there are medical hair salons that will help you find a wig. And so it was 2015, so I didn't think that I would have any difficulty finding a wig that looked like the hair that I was about to lose. So armed with my prescription, and I did check with my health insurance, and they did cover the cost of wigs for medical hair loss reasons, I went to several cancer centers, and they just did not have these wigs that looked like my hair. They were only straight-haired wigs.
How did that make you feel, Diane? Because I can't imagine in 2015 as well, I would have just assumed they had every type of hair color, texture, you know, length. You just kind of think that's what you're going to go walk into. That must have made you feel frustrated.
The frustrated is exactly the word, and I did make that assumption. It never occurred to me in a million years that I wouldn't be able to find a wig. And at first I thought, well, maybe this is just a Boston thing. So I started to look outside of Boston. And my sister and co-founder, Pamela, and I started crawling across the country. We checked to see where the prominent cancer center hospitals were across the country and who had these cancer center boutiques. We would call the boutiques and say, you know, I would say, I'm a patient. I'm looking for an afro, curly, coily. I used every descriptor I could think of.
Yeah.
This type of wig. And they all said, no, we don't have them. We don't have them. I'm going to refer you to this medical hair loss salon. I'll refer you to this other, you know, organization. And so oftentimes they would refer me, and I'd call those organizations, and they didn't have these wigs either. And that just really made me very frustrated. I just, that's the exact word for it. But then I remember saying to my family that, you know, instead of getting frustrated, maybe I can do something about it. And that's sort of how Cold Salox was born. I decided that I just wanted to make a difference.
And I love that you sort of, at a time when you're going through this, and a lot of times you're focused on your own treatment and recovery, you were able to see that there was a greater need than just yours. If you were feeling this way, there must be many, many other women out there that were feeling similar. So how did you decide that you were going to take this into a business?
It was actually, and surprisingly, just a very quick decision. I knew that I wanted to make an impact in this space, and I didn't really know where to begin because my background is not in beauty or, you know, hair products or anything like that. So the first few years leading up to our launch in 2019, we took the time to get grounded in starting a business and market validation and all of those things, creating a business plan. And through that process, we learned that there really is a need out there. We were able to talk to women and talk to patient advocates and other people in the hospital and clinical space, and we were hearing over and over again that, yes, this is a problem. I've referred my patients to certain hospitals that had cancer center boutiques, and they've come back frustrated that they weren't able to find a wig that looked like their natural hair. Or I talked to physicians. I've talked to several physicians who have reinforced that this is a problem. So we knew that there was a need. There was a whole market that was not being serviced in this area.
And you know what, Diane? One of the things I think people maybe who haven't been gone through it themselves might not understand is how important it is when you are going through cancer treatment to feel like yourself, to feel like you don't look sick. You want to feel beautiful. It's a big piece of it. There's a whole emotional, psychological piece to recovery. And I think this addresses that piece so well. And if you look at statistics, 1 in 3 Black women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. So to say the need is great is probably an understatement. This needed to be out there. Talk a little bit about like who designs and manufactures the wigs. How do you come up with the styles? A little bit about that.
So we mass produce the wigs. We work with a manufacturer overseas, and we being my sister Pamela and I, we're very familiar with the natural hair space, not just because it's a lived experience for us, but we also have a blog that we had several years before we started this business called Natural Hair Care News. So we've always stayed on top of the trends in terms of hairstyles and what's popular. Mm-hmm. And so we work with a manufacturer that can create designs for us. And this manufacturer also has a pulse on the style. So they will often like create a design and say, what do you think about this style? And so it's sort of a combination of both. And then we produce these wigs and then sell them wholesale to cancer center hospitals and medical salons.
Yeah, you are in, what, a half dozen hospitals now, including Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, right?
We're in about 10 now. We've grown a little bit over the last couple of weeks. So
wow.
We're in 10 hospitals and medical salons, and we're in conversation with about 4 additional hospitals.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we're really excited. And then we are also creating a B2C online store that will launch in the fall so that we can sell directly to women who are experiencing either chemotherapy hair loss or actually any type of medical hair loss because of all of the emails that we're getting from women across the country saying, I want to buy wigs directly from you. So we'll be selling a line that doesn't compete with our hospital line, but that allows people to purchase directly from us.
That is exciting news. I want to talk about the people that you serve. You know, what's been the response from patients that have found and worn wigs that you guys have provided? It must be really satisfying to see and to hear from people who have benefited from your work.
And it really is. And we're just starting to hear from patients because we sell directly to hospitals. We haven't had the direct contact with patients, mm-hmm. but we, through social media and through some, you know, people will reach out to us and tell us that they love our wigs. And we have a few pictures of some patients with our wigs on and where they've posted on social media. And it's just been a very positive response. We hear things that are very humbling, like you're doing God's work, which for us is, and we've heard that many times mm-hmm. from women, and it's just amazing to us that it just shows how deeply important this is to women, that their needs are being recognized, because to have hundreds and hundreds of these boutiques and salons, thousands really, across the country and not be able to go to any of these places and use your health insurance reimbursement or pay out of pocket to find something that looks like your hair, there's, you know, you sort of feel like you're being ignored as a customer. Mm-hmm. At least that's how I felt. And so people are just grateful that there's an option available to them.
Yes.
And some people may say that, well, can't you just go to a beauty supply store and get this wig, which we've had a couple of people in the cancer center retail space say that, which shows that there's a disconnect, because if you have straight hair, you're selling these straight-haired wigs, but you're not saying, can't they just go, someone who wants a straight-haired wig, can't they just go to a beauty supply store and get these wigs?
Right.
So there's a disconnect about the interest in how important these wigs are. But the experience at a beauty supply store, if you can find one, which you'll have to go to a community of color to find a beauty supply store that sells these coily curly wigs, there's a disparity in terms of the experience. So if you go to a cancer center boutique, you're brought to a private room where you can try on wigs. No one has to see that you have no hair or that you're losing your hair. Wigs are fitted and styled to the shape of your face if that's what you want. Whereas if you can't find what you want in a beauty supply store, like was my case, a cancer center boutique, I was left going to a beauty supply store, and my only choice was to try a wig on in the middle of the store floor. And I didn't want to do that.
No,
a couple of people offered their bathroom. Someone offered their supply room. And so why should my experience be that experience? I want to go to a private room, and I want to be able to sit down and work with someone who can help me style the wig, or, you know, isn't going to make me feel uncomfortable or stare at me because I have no hair when I take my scarf off.
Well, because in a cancer boutique, they come from a place of understanding, and they, you know,
right.
they're catering to every patient. And
mm-hmm.
it's different it's just a retail experience. You're standing in a store. I mean, that's a whole different thing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and we are joined today by Diane Austin. Diane is a cancer survivor who saw a need for ethnically inspired curly wigs and answered the call. She is removing the disparities for cancer patients of color with her wig business, Coils to Locks. Kate was featured on, Diane rather, was featured on the Today Show a couple of months ago and discussed how her cancer journey how the business was born, and it's her hopes for its expansion. We're so lucky to have you with us today. Let's get back to our conversation, Diane. You founded and you run the business with your sister, Pamela Shattuck, and your cousin is involved too. Talk about what it's like to run a business with your sister. I love my sister. Don't know if I could run a business with her, but talk about the challenges of working with family, the benefits of working with family. What's that like?
So I'll start with the benefits, which is like we know each other so well. And so we easily agree on things. We think a lot alike. I mean, Pamela and I in particular, I'm one of five children. We have another sister who unfortunately passed away last year unexpectedly, but we're all very close. And Pamela and I shared a room growing up.
that puts you in a whole different category. Yes.
So we know each other so well. And what's great about that is like we can challenge each other and not be offended by, you know, the challenges or agree to disagree, but we understand and think the same way in terms of the direction of the business and things that we need to do. And we often will say, oh, yes, that's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah, we should do that. The challenges for us have been that Pamela is right now living on the West Coast. So we do this business remotely, which may not seem like quite the challenge, but oftentimes there are things that are happening since the business is based here in Boston that she's not able to be involved with because she's on the West Coast. But she's soon moving back to the Boston area, so will change.
That's great news. What are you thinking about in terms of your mission for growing, expanding the business?
Oh my gosh. we see this business as being a multi-million-dollar, multi-billion-dollar business, like the sky's the limit. I mean, this business has a lot of growth potential. We want to see our wigs made available at every Cancer Center boutique across the country and globally as well, so that there is, you know, access. And we also want to build the online store, as I mentioned to you, and add augmented reality to that store to make it easier for women to try on wigs by trying them on virtually.
Because
one of the things we learned, from the pandemic is that, the Cancer Center boutiques, they're slowly opening up even now. Some of them are only seeing patients by appointment. People often feel uncomfortable or they're just getting used to moving back into society. There is that segment, especially women who are ill and have, you know, conditions that compromise them, especially with, you know, COVID pandemic not quite under control. So augmented reality will help to support the ability of women to get access to these wigs, we think.
Yeah.
We would like to also expand our wig line to men and children. And we hope that's about 4 or 5 years down the road because there is an interest and a need in that space, we're learning. I guess those are the main things that we're thinking about right now in terms of growth.
Yeah. What would you say to people, Diane, who are maybe thinking about, you know, changing course, maybe giving up what they consider a job to sort of answer this deeper calling? Because I think what you're doing, I mean, granted, it's a business and you understand that it's a business, but to me, it sounds like it's more of a calling for you and your sister, in fact, because you're not just providing wigs. It goes so much deeper than that. I feel like it's, you know, helping people who may feel marginalized or whatever, you know, you're helping them be seen and be represented. And that's much bigger.
And thank you for articulating that and understanding that. We're a social impact business. And the business was built on our interest in addressing a healthcare disparity in this cancer center space. And so part of the other piece that we are doing and want to do more of is educating people around this disparity and also helping the Cancer Center boutique staff that have our wigs, and even those that don't have our wigs, why this is important.
Yes.
These wigs are not just a vanity purchase for women who are losing their hair for medical reasons. It's a lifeline. It's a way of maintaining control and a sense of self.
Yes.
And so we find that we are constantly and very happily educating people about that piece of it. So when we're having conversations with hospitals, we're not coming from the space of we have a product, buy our product. We're talking about the disparity. We're talking about why these wigs are important and that emotional connection. And that's something we want to do more of. And I have been on different like panels and workshops where I'm able to talk about these things in the hospital space and cancer center space. So that's a really important piece of what we do.
Yeah, it sure is. And we're running out of time, but before I let you go, I want to, how can people find out more about Coils to Locks if you want to give out your website?
Yes, our website is coilstolocks.com, and that's coilstolocs.com. And I hope you don't mind me also plugging a grant contest that we're in.
Oh, go ahead. Go right
we're,
ahead.
We're one of three finalists that will hopefully win $100,000 in the Essence Pine Sol Grant. And if people will go to coilstolocks.com/vote for us, so the number 4, vote for us, the person or the company with the most votes will win the $100,000.
Oh, I will vote for you as soon as we hang up. I am going to vote for you because
I
believe in your product. I believe in the bigger message and the bigger mission. So thank you, Diane. You are definitely an inspiration. You're a great example of someone who just saw a need, had a vision, and went to work creating positive social change. You are truly exceptional. And of course, we wish you so much success as you continue to carry out the mission of Coils to Locks.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you and to be on this show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane. You've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is our honor and privilege to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work in our communities. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you know someone who is making a difference, just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host and producer, Kendra Petroni, we'd like to invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.